You're listening to a Verulam Sport podcast made by Radio Verulam in association with Old Albanians Rugby Club.
So it's great news. I'm back with Brian Quinn at OA's Rugby today to have a little catch up. We haven't spoken for a couple of weeks, and we're going to have a little chat about what's been going on up at Woolhams and how the teams are going. So how are you doing, Brian?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, thank you. Upright and breathing as per usual, so that's always a nice way to start. How's yourself?
Fantastic. Yeah, we're doing all right. We're doing all right.
What they learned against Esher and against Leicester Lions, because the final score was Guernsey 7, Old Albanians 38. So it was what you might call comprehensive. And again, according to Dan George, it's the best performance that we've produced this season. A relatively new squad or new mixture of players, shall we say, gelled very, very well, even after a very early morning start, and really took Guernsey to the cleaners. So with any luck, that's something which will carry on now in the middle of the season and into the new year.
Excellent. And did many supporters go over to Guernsey for the day trip? I'm thinking in the PCR world that we all live in right now.
The PCR world. Some of the richer elements of this particular neighbourhood, they would have spent a long weekend or maybe even longer in Guernsey, because that seems to be traditional. Very few of the actual club managed to do it. I didn't go myself. And it's just the way of it. It's a very early start. You're not there for very long. It's great to see the island, I have to say. And they've got a pretty rugby club. The team were very pleased with the few members of the committee who did go and the supporters who did go. So that was something. They always appreciate our support. But not too many people went on this particular jaunt.
And so so Guernsey as a team, then, do they pull in players from the other islands? Or is it? Do you know much about them? I was suddenly thinking, no. Do many French players play for them?
No, not according to their team sheet. There was nothing of a French variety on that. They don't talk too much about their team building, what they do. They're very much, and other clubs will testify to this, they're a law unto themselves. They play it as they see it. They do whatever they can. And not much is heard of them on the mainland, I have to say. Unlike Jersey, who are, shall we say, that much more welcoming.
Okay, got you. So where does that put the first team now in the league? How are they getting on?
This time, after that result, we are in sixth position, and there are 6 points covering the top six teams in the league, with Redruth at the top at the moment. They also have a game in hand. It's very close. It's nip and tuck, and it's something that provides a very enticing intro into 2022.
Brilliant, brilliant. So how about the rest of the club? How are the women's teams doing?
Well, if we can take the rest of the men's team,
yeah.
We have the Romans, the second team. I wish they'd just called them the second team as opposed to some other name. You know, we don't have Centurions, we don't have Slaves or Spartacus United or anything like that.
Yeah,
but we
yeah.
do have Romans. The Romans are unbeaten. Two of their games have been called off, so there's nothing they can do about that. So they are fourth in their particular table. They are expected, not by them, but by the rest of the club, to jump up positions when these games are replayed later in the season. So you can have more on that as and when things come in.
And they play in the Hearts Middlesex? Is that right? Is that correct?
Merit Table 1 is what I have here.
Got you. Okay. Brilliant. Oh, okay. Well, look forward to hearing a bit more about Romans as we go forward.
Yeah, they went to Ampthill on Saturday and had a very convincing victory. So they will be pleased with that, because Ampthill, of course, the senior club, is championship.
Right. Excellent. Oh, great. So I believe their captain's Ewan McGonagall, is that right?
Could be. Could yeah. be. Probably is, yes. I will know more about this next time out.
But excellent.
If you found me out for my lack of knowledge of personnel, I will make sure I do better.
No, but I'm sure, Brian, you wrote the website, so I'm sure you put it. It's just put that to one side at the moment. But, you know, just there's some. Well, what I loved about OAs is there's so much strength and depth up there at the moment. And I guess some of these guys have played in the first team or might be busier at work and spending more time, and but still able to perform and run out on the pitch on a Saturday or a Sunday if it has to be. But it's great that there's that many teams. And who else have we got up there?
Well, we've got the Romans. No, you've had about the Romans. The Gladiators, not the Gladioli, the Gladiators. Old Albania's third side. Again, they are fourth in their table, and again, they've had two matches cancelled, so they would expect to be to take a rise in league position as and when the stagger unwinds. They're doing very well. The morale is great. Similarly with the Grizzlies, our fourth team. They are third in their league. They've played eight. They've won five. They've lost three. So their record is perhaps a little more mixed, but still it errs very much on the side of the positives. So they're very, very pleased indeed.
Brian, out of those names, I do like the name Grizzlies. That does sound like a proper rugby team, that one.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't sound like anything Latin, does it?
No.
You know, Grizzly Aurum, shall we say. But yeah, they are. They once said that the Grizzlies was not a team, it was a concept. I'm not quite sure I understand what that means, but I'm sure they do. They certainly do by about 10 o'clock on a Saturday night.
Brilliant, brilliant. Excellent.
There is a junior result, which I thought was wonderful. The under-15s, male A's and B's, went to Ealing at the weekend. And Ealing, of course, we know how strong they are. Both sides won. Both Albanian sides won, which I think is a spectacular result. As an away side at Ealing, that's absolutely marvellous.
Oh, congratulations to them. Congratulations. Excellent.
And now, that's the blokes.
Okay.
Now we have the ladies. And I had the pleasure of talking to Steph Plunkett, who is the captain of the club of the ladies. And she gave me an insight which is really very, very exciting for the distaff side. Where can we start? There are age group levels at under 13 and under 15, which are doing tremendously well. And for the first time in 10 years, the ladies have a first team and a second team. Now, the first team play at level 2 in the country. So you can say in the top 20, 25 clubs in the country.
Wow.
And the second team play at level 5. The second team would be used as, to a certain extent, as a development squad. But also, you can imagine there are 60 ladies spread across that particular squad, the first and the seconds. So the competition for places is absolutely ferocious and getting fiercer by the moment in the very best possible ways. The rugby union had a certain part to play in this because every premiership club used to have a development squad. The rugby union has now squashed that. So there were ladies playing for other clubs who suddenly had no teams to play for. And they will now have gone to established clubs like Albanians. There are now, as I say, 60 ladies or thereabouts in the two squads. And they are doing tremendously well. Now, if I can just root out what's happened with some of the ladies, they are second in their league. And if I can get, they're in Championship South 1.
Yeah.
The old Albanian ladies are second in that particular league. They have lost once to Thurrock, who are a tremendous side, and that was away. And they want to reverse that score when Thurrock come to us later on in the year. What I'd love to do is to have Steph join us perhaps on a podcast as the weeks roll on. She was very excited about hearing that the ladies were going to get some sort of exposure in all the right possible ways as we're going forward. And delighted.
More than welcome to have Steph on our podcast. That'd be great. I noticed that they played Reading. There was a double header. And I noticed they played against Reading. I think it was Reading Abbey, which I thought was another great name for a rugby club.
Yep.
And I think that was they seem to, when I've seen any of their results that you've broadcast or been in the papers, it's been great, great running, great interplay. I think that was a 43-0 win, and it seems. And I was actually at Woolham's, I think, on a Wednesday evening, one a few weeks ago, and the lady and the women's teams were training, and yeah, they were really really going for it. So they obviously do, you know, putting the miles in to get these results, and it's grinding them out, which is fantastic.
Yep, it's every bit as tough as the male game, and the way in which it's played, you have the same tackling, the same offloading, the same high kicks which have to be fielded properly, the same skills at halfback, the same grunt in the forwards. All of these things are absolutely imminent in the ladies' game. Possibly 30, 40 years ago, males like maybe me would have looked askance at the women's game. It really is something on its own to watch. It's a spectacle. And it's tremendously entertaining, and delighted to say that our ladies are doing so very, very well at it. It is, and Steph and I discussed this yesterday, it's a matter of management, because there are clubs, both male and female, which sadly are failing, partly because of the pandemic, but also partly because of management. If you don't manage something, as you know so well, Chris, it falls apart. And there are plenty of clubs who have folded because they weren't managed, they didn't recruit, they didn't train, they didn't motivate, and they didn't make people feel that welcome. Now, hopefully, Albanians and various other Hertfordshire clubs have got this thing right on behalf of the ladies and with the ladies. And we are doing things the right way in coaching, training, motivating, hiring, etc. It seems to be going the right way, but it needs constant attention, and that's what the Albanians are doing. It's a club which is so much for the community, and they've stated often enough, now they actually believe it, that they are able to offer facilities to everybody in rugby terms from the age of 3 to 63. That's absolutely true, and once again, we can only welcome new players to the club, male, female, very experienced or having had no experience whatsoever. Everybody's welcome.
Fantastic. Well, I know you do a sterling job up there, and I know from an event side and the entertainment, you know, the facilities are superb. And I know one of the big things that you push regularly for the first team games when the men is the lunches. You know, some fantastic catering up there. So people could come along and make it as part of their afternoon and have a lunch. Is that right?
Absolutely. They certainly can. Lunches are always advertised on the website. And it's very easy to book online, to pay online, and to know what you're getting beforehand. And every lunch has a theme. Some, I suppose, more believable than others. Obviously, this coming Saturday, there is the Christmas lunch.
Aha, the Christmas lunch.
Lucky we got that right, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Excellent. And so I think you mentioned, so the first team are playing Barnes at home, is that correct?
Yes, it's Barnes.
And I think that's
they've got a reasonable start to the season. They're very close to us in the league.
Brilliant. And then that's at 3 o'clock, and I think there's a 2 o'clock game. I believe it's the Grizzlies. They're on playing Chesham. So
they're old friends from Chesham, yes. The Grizzlies, it's a little more old-fashioned down there. They get to know their opponents a lot better than perhaps the first team would. It used to be in the old days that every club played the same club year after year after year, and you got to know the people who gave you a thrashing and the people you gave a thrashing to. The Grizzlies are perhaps a bit closer to that ethos than everybody else at the higher end of the club.
Yeah, well, Chesham, it's not too far for them to come, so I'm sure they can have a good time after the game while they're watching the first team play. And then the two other teams, yeah, I noticed Romans. They're playing away at Hertford.
Yep.
And Gladiators are away at Cheshunt. So there's quite a lot of rugby going on this weekend then, and as we get closer to Christmas. But it's looking good up there by the looks of things, Brian.
Yes, it is. It is. And the intention is to end the year with a very sizable bang. And we will see how we can achieve that.
Fantastic. Well, I don't want to hold you up too long, but it's great to catch up again. And we'll do this again, hopefully before Christmas, or if not in the new year. And we'll start to perhaps hear about how, and just you can let us know how everything's going. But it's been great to talk to you again, Brian.
And you. Thanks, Chris. It's been truly great. Fantastic. Great to get the ladies as well.
Yeah, no, certainly your idea and getting Steph on involved would be superb. We always appreciate that. And look forward to it. Well, look, if we don't speak to you beforehand, have a good Christmas. Wish from Radio Verulam, good luck to all the teams playing up at Old Albaniums at Willems. And we look forward to catching up with you again in the new year.
Thank you, Chris. And our fondest regards to you. Have a great Christmas.
Okay. Cheers then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is the OA Rugby Update podcast in association with Radio Verulam. For more information on Old Albanians Rugby Club, go to oarugby.com.